Nothing in this world is permanent, not even our troubles. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we get a few excellent tips on how to reduce anxiety naturally. Enjoy.
In today's video, I want to share some tips about how to cope with everyday anxieties. I'm talking about the nervousness and mind chatter that a lot of us experience on a daily basis. And before we continue, I want to say that what I'm sharing in this video is from the perspective of a coach and mind-body practice teacher. And I'm focusing on the everyday anxieties that most of us face on a regular basis. So if you're struggling with something beyond that, please consult a doctor or a therapist or some other trusted advisor that specializes in helping people with anxiety. My first tip is to essentially just stop worrying about it. You're probably like, what? But hear me out. Whenever we're actively trying to stop or push away something, we're actually giving it more power, more energy, more attention. We're making it feel more real because we're telling ourselves it's a thing. It's a thing that we have to conquer and overcome. So if you're on a constant quest to live a life without anxiety, guess what? That's what's actually creating your anxiety. And so the solution is to turn our attention to what we do want rather than what we don't want or what we wish would stop. Anxiety is often characterized by us worrying about the future. It's fear around how we might feel if something doesn't turn out as we would like or expect. And so we could ask ourselves, what would I need to focus on in order to worry less about the future? And so the answer might be inner strength or confidence, because if we have confidence in ourselves, we will be able to have confidence in how we will be able to show up in the future. If we don't fear our future or see it as a struggle, our anxiety will just naturally diminish. And so we may want to ask ourselves, what would we need to do in order to accomplish that? Maybe it's learning a new skill in a particular area or developing an ability in something. But the point is, it's a lot more effective to focus on becoming stronger and more capable as a person than it is to try to stop all the different things that we're nervous and worried about. My second tip is for us to try to really feel into our anxiety. We can learn something about what it's trying to tell us. In fact, anytime anxiety comes up, it's something that we don't know that's hidden in our subconscious coming into our conscious mind. So if we can think of anxiety as an opportunity to learn something new about ourselves, we can try to leverage it for growth and developing greater self-awareness. My third tip is to recognize that anxiety will always be here. If we don't feel nervous or we don't ever feel unsure about what may happen in our future, then it probably means we've given up. Like the tests I give my Kung Fu students, there's a real chance of them failing if they haven't been practicing enough. So if they're not nervous walking into the test, if they don't have performance anxiety, it's a telltale sign that they should probably quit, because it means they just don't care enough about passing, that they're not seeing the test as a way to really challenge themselves by stepping outside their comfort zones in order to grow. If we always back away when we bump up to our perceived limits when it comes to anxiety, our capacity to deal with anxiety will never improve. We'll always hit the same wall and then run away or quit. And so part of learning to deal with anxiety is embracing it and practicing to sit in its discomfort. But it's not just about sitting with anxiety at home alone or trying to relinquish all connections and commitments to the outside world. It's about learning to feel anxiety and still continue. Yes, there's some types of anxiety where you just can't do that. You literally need to take some time away. But there's types of anxiety you can be with and continue to move forward. And my fourth and final tip kind of naturally follows the previous one, in that I've personally found that anxiety and stress can often be harnessed as a tool that can help me focus and be present in whatever it is that I'm doing. So as long as I'm not completely overwhelmed, I try to leverage anxiety and stress to help me perform at higher levels. levels, and I feel that we can get better at managing anxiety in this way through practice. Every time we move forward with our anxiety, despite our anxiety, we build our resiliency and inner strength. And as our resiliency and inner strength grows, our anxiety diminishes. And so, big picture wise, much of overcoming anxiety is learning how to get more comfortable with the uncomfortable. Not to try to get rid of anxiety, but figure out how to live with it instead. We can take pride in knowing that we're facing it when we acknowledge anxiety and yet still choose to move forward. That's when we truly develop an ability to manage our anxiety and develop a greater capacity and inner strength to work with it in the future.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.